Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brandt moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herzog is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to third. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Francona, and towards Kindle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Segian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle catches it and throws to first to double up Herzog. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left center field, B. beyond the reach of Brandt. Held reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 2 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donovan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires to third and they've got Robinson trapped. The throw back to Romano, who tags Robinson for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 3 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Klein reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klein moves to third. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Lau and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klein tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Held hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-3 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marlon Cotterey pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Marlon Cotterey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotterey strikes out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lau for a passed ball. Klein moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-4 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Hansen moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brandt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 4 in the game. Lau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Cline hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-5 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Romano and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Herzog strikes out. 2 outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Held strikes out. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-5 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Phillips trying to get to home. Brandt throws the ball into Lau, who tags Phillips, who came all the way from first, for the out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.